Hey, Volbeat tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz. You knew about that, right?
I did know about it. That's a massive show.
Now, today's No Sweat News, I tell you, the No Sweat News, one of the purposes is to let us all know what is acceptable amongst a modern and responsible society like we have here.
Well, I just thought it was to showcase a bunch of nitwits.
Well, there is that.
Okay, laughing point, you know?
Today,
just keep it simple.
Today, we are here to let you know that it is no longer socially acceptable to leave a voicemail.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I left a voicemail yesterday.
Ah, you gosh dang, you heathen.
What do you mean heathen?
That's right, you're a heathen.
From my daughter's school.
You wasted their time.
I apologize to the elementary school.
According to a new book called A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette, leaving voicemail is rude.
Rude?
Yep. You should never leave voicemails anymore. If someone does not pick up, you just hang up and send them a text instead. That is what's socially acceptable today in 2020.
Let me say this. I disagree very wholeheartedly with that.
Yep, you're wrong.
Well, let me just say why. I feel like that's more of an exhibition of impatience. Mm-hmm. You're not being sociable. You're saying, it's me. I need the answer right now.
Having to sit through a two-minute message is super inefficient and inconvenient and therefore rude.
I am 2 seconds away from clocking out on the planet Earth. I can't. I can't anymore.
Now, what else? Acceptable spur-of-the-moment phone calls, also rude now, too.
What?
You're supposed to text somebody first and say, hi, can I call you?
Are you serious?
That's exactly right. According to the book, A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette, which I'm going to go throw at the author's head right now.
I'm throwing that in a toilet bowl. That's awful.
Now, how about something useful? Are you ready?
Please.
Did you know there's an official name for the Cheetos dust that collects on your fingers as you eat that delicious, crunchy Cheeto snack?
I'll call it chust. Cheeto dust.
Close. You're actually close.
Chust.
See, now, it collects on your fingers and turns your fingertips orange. And it's the most delicious part of the meal.
Actually, that makes you kind of creepy.
Kind of.
The Cheeto dust finger-licking experience is not better than the Cheeto itself.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. It's psychotic.
It's like the beer chaser. It's wonderful. Cheetos has just revealed that the dust at the bottom of the Cheeto bag is supposed to be called Cheeto.
Cheeto?
It's the Cheeto.
The Cheeto.
That I pour down my throat like it was a life-giving elixir.
I like chust.
I like trust. You're pretty good with that.
I heard that in 1983, Ozzy Osbourne actually snorted Cheeto when he was touring with Crow.
Exactly. I would try that.
That's awesome.
Might end up in the hospital after I snorted the Cheeto. But and now to the soft white underbelly of the No Sweat News, dumb criminals. Even though these guys could very well be my heroes.
Okay.
Two GM engineers just got busted for using two unreleased new Corvettes for a 100-mile-an-hour street race.
Yes! How could you not?
Right? Bowling Green, Kentucky, last week, Alex Tim and Mark Durgatz took out two unreleased Corvettes.
Awesome.
And got busted doing a drag race doing 145-mile-an-hour zone.
Nice! Now, let me just say this. They had to test out the car somehow.
That's right. Now, police did say they may have smelled some alcohol, which is not good.
No, not good.
But
that's bad.
Two GM engineers taking a couple of Corvettes that have not been released to the public out for a little joyride.
This sounds like a reality show.
I'm all about the Ferris Bueller-esque notion
here. Oh, yeah. When they took out Ferris's, what was that, Ferrari?
Yep, daddy's
car.
Dad
had? Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Come on. That's incredible. And you know, I would go to school to learn everything I could possibly learn about cars and engineering just so I could do that.
That would be spectacular.
That's the No Sweat News. Volbeat tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. They're playing the Pier 17 venue in New York City this May. Tickets go on sale Friday in the late morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.